We are here at World Dairy Expo, and I'm going to be speaking about the Dairy Checkoff with a couple of representatives here from the Dairy Checkoff that I'm going to have introduce themselves. Please, Paula, you first.
Hi, Paula Maben, dairy farmer from Pennsylvania, chairman of the National Dairy Board right now.
Okay, and you?
My name is Randy Rolker from Loganville, Wisconsin. Currently, we're milking 300 cows there, so I'm a true family farmer.
And you're right here at home, here in Madison. Well, Paula, we're going to talk a little bit about, we're going to talk about some of the Dairy Checkoff initiatives. And one of them has been one where you're really sports-minded, really fitness-minded. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. Fuel Up to Play 60 is a National Dairy Council teaming up with the NFL. We've got the nutrition that's been in school since 1915 and the star power of the NFL to teach kids not only how to eat right, but how to exercise 60 minutes a day.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this the second year for that initiative?
Yes, it is. It's a five-year program, mm-hmm. and the kickoff has been phenomenal. We're in 64,000 schools. Mm-hmm. We've got 36 million children involved with Fuel Up to Play 60 to learn how not only to eat right with dairy, but the four food groups. Mm-hmm. And like I said, exercise and the star power of the NFL.
Well, what are the components of this initiative? What do you have, like websites, or are they just learning it in school? What is it?
Yes, we have fueluptoplay60.com that the kids can go on. What it is, it's the kids. It's empowering them to choose from healthy foods, healthy options, to learn how to be not only a lover of dairy, but of all foods, to get the nutrient-rich foods and to exercise. You know, if we have a lifelong dairy consumer that enjoys our products, that's what dairy farmers want through our Dairy Checkoff.
Well, let's talk about the schools for a minute, now, just before I get to you, Randy, because I heard something disturbing just a couple of weeks ago, that there were schools that are talking about taking chocolate milk out of the schools because of they want to cut down on sugar and everything. I thought, well, I hope the Dairy Checkoff is involved in that. What are you telling them? How are you dealing with that?
You know, dairy farmers have worked with school nutrition programs with the children. We've had them be taste testers of our products. We've got our chocolate milk down to 150 calories. It's 22 grams of sugar. So we are working with schools, and the kids have tested it, and it's kids approved. So dairy farmers are doing that with their Dairy Checkoff. And you know what? The schools need to realize dairy is a naturally nutrient-rich food. It's 9 essential nutrients. It's nutrient-dense. And how many foods are they going to have to put in their schools to make up of all the nutrients they're going to miss by not giving dairy and chocolate milk to students?
Well, and that's a good point, is that it's a food. It's not just a beverage. You know, it can't be lumped in there with sodas that they're cutting out because they have sugar in them, right?
People don't realize how many nutrients are really in milk, and they're not added. They're natural. Mm-hmm. They're all there, all 9 of them. Mm-hmm. So the kids don't realize, and the schools, if kids take away the chocolate milk, or if schools take away the chocolate milk from students, the consumption of dairy goes down. Mm-hmm. And where are they going to get that, all their nutrients? We want healthy students to become healthy adults.
Some kids, I know one of my kids, she doesn't like regular milk, but she likes chocolate milk, and she'll drink it. So, all right, well, Randy, let's talk about some of the partnerships that the Dairy Checkoff is involved in.
Okay, we're involved in a lot of different partnerships. We call them our powerful partnerships because we've linked up with McDonald's, with Domino's Pizza, Yoplait, so a lot of big-name players in there. And I'd like to cover a little bit about McDonald's right now. So currently, a lot of you have seen the advertising out there for the new Frappe and the smoothie line, and I hope everybody's tried them by now. They get a little bit addicting after a while. But just those two use millions and millions of pounds of extra of milk. The Yoplait smoothie, or the smoothie alone, has a lot of yogurt involved in it, so it's a good thing. And another thing that they came out with now are the snack wraps for the Angus, the snack wraps, and that uses one piece of cheese in there versus a half a piece of cheese that's in the Big Mac snack wrap. So you use a lot of different cheese in there. And a little bit about Yoplait. We've came up with this new product there called the Yoplait smoothie. There's yogurt chips in there along with a lot of fresh fruit. Put that in your blender, add milk, and you have yourself a smoothie. So it's wonderful. little bit at Domino's. They come up with a new product now called the Smart Slice they're working with in schools. Paula, she can fill in a little bit more about that in the future here, too, about the Smart Slice. But let's see, what else at Domino's? There are a lot of different products they have going on there. Last year we came out with the American Legends Pizza line that I hope everybody's enjoyed that also. There's a lot more cheese on there. So Domino's is a very big player in this.
Well, and this is really important, I guess, and probably maybe some producers, but certainly consumers don't really understand the importance of the restaurant and food service market when you're talking about promoting your product, right?
Oh, definitely. That's true. And what the whole goal of this all is we want to start our consumers young in the schools, and we want to build these lifelong consumers of dairy products.
All right, well, go ahead, and you were going to tell us more about the Smart Slice.
Yes, this is a program with Domino's that we've got some pilot tests in schools. Pizza is the number one selling item in schools, but kids want a good-tasting, fresh pizza. Domino's has reformulated the crust. It's a whole wheat crust, lower sodium in the sauce, in the pepperoni, low-fat cheese with twice as much cheese on it, or 10% more cheese on it, with vegetables. It's 100 calories less per slice. So it fits right into the nutrient requirements for schools. Kids love it. It's great tasting for them. You know, and Domino's sales, pizza sales were down until we teamed up with them. 40% more cheese on the American Legend pizzas. Their category's up 22% all across the board. And because of that, Pizza Hut's on board, and you can see a lot of the advertising's $10 pizzas, and it's all because Domino's started the ball rolling, you know, and with working with a great partner like that. For every 1 ounce of added cheese equals 2.5 billion pounds more milk in a year's time. So 40% is like 3.5, you know, ounces more cheese. So, you know, if we did the math, that's a lot of milk.
Do the math, right? Well, Randy, tell me now, as a producer yourself, and the Dairy Checkoff has been in existence for a long time now at this point, why do you think it's so important? What do you tell your fellow producers about the Dairy Checkoff?
I feel that this is one of the most important investments that we can make is in our future in the dairy industry like this, because for every $1 that we put into the checkoff fund, I believe we get $6 in return, and it's a very good investment. And where would we be without this payback right now in the times that we're in? So definitely this is a very worthwhile investment for us to be contributing to.
Well, and it's also important to note that you are producers yourselves that serve on the board, and you help to decide where those Dairy Checkoff dollars are spent, right?
That's correct. That's what we do.
And why do you think that's so important?
Because the main thing is for me is to form these powerful partnerships, because where would we be without them? Because you know, they can't do it without us, and we can't do it without them. So the two of us together make a wonderful mix, and that's where we're developing all these new products, these new technologies, like McDonald's, too, rolling out with all these new products in 14,000 stores. I mean, the value there is tremendous in what we're doing.
Well, and also, you know, we've seen some issues recently with some of the commodity checkoff programs, but the Dairy Checkoff has not really had those kind of political issues that we've seen coming up in some of those, and that's really a positive thing, and it's really testament for how the checkoff is working, don't you think, Paul?
Absolutely. You know, we all have USDA guidelines to live by, and as dairy farmers, we all know we have guidelines to live by. And that's what we do as an industry. You know, the goal at the Dairy Checkoff is to sell more milk. And that's what we are doing.
All right, very good. Well, thank you both. And it's been a pleasure meeting you here at World Dairy Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.